Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This conversation with the coach, Bill Belichick, being brought to you by Putnam Investments. Putnam Investments and the New England Patriots, proud partners, committed to an active game plan on the field and off. And joining us right now on the Harbor One Outline is indeed Bill Belichick. Good afternoon, Bill.
Hey, Glenn, how are you doing?
What's up, Coach?
Hey, Coach.
We're doing fine, I guess. We don't usually, I certainly haven't seen a lot of games like that one yesterday down in Foxborough over the last 20 years. So I guess that's where we start, Bill, with ball security. You have talked over the years about ball security being a priority. Lack of ball security is a bad trend right now with this team. Cam Newton this morning said that his troubles are not physical. So as you look at Cam Newton and trying to fix what is wrong there, is it a lack of confidence? Is he pressing? Is it mechanical? Do you have an idea of what it is?
Well, I'd say, you know, if you look at multiple games here, including yesterday's game, there are a number of issues. It's, you know, we got to do a better job of coaching. We got to do a better job of the route execution, quarterback decision making, throw-in, protection, tip balls. I mean, there have been plays that have fallen into different categories, but the bottom line is ball security has got to be better. We just can't give ourselves a chance. The way it's going now, we just turn the ball over too much. It's just not conducive to winning football. So we're going to work hard to fix that. We've been working hard at it, but we've got to work harder.
Yeah, Coach, Cam was on this morning with Greg Hill. He said that he was thinking too much. And so my question is, if a guy comes up to you and he admits, hey, listen, I just can't get out of my own way. I'm thinking too much. I'm overanalyzing things. How do you help him kind of break out of that?
Yeah, well, that's what we do during the week is, you know, meetings, walkthroughs, practice to try to, you know, get things set up in a way that, you know, we can operate efficiently and effectively. And so we obviously have to do a better job of that. That's pretty clear.
Yo, Coach, I know you said, I think it was yesterday or even this morning, I forget which day it was, that Cam is still your starting quarterback here on Sunday. So my question would be, you know, based on what you've seen the last three games that he's played, what makes you confident that he can fix it?
I think he's our best player there, and so, you know, again, there are other problems offensively. There are other things that we need to do, you know, do better, and that's what we're going to work on. I think we have our best players out there. We've just got to find a way to be more productive. We have been at times, but we weren't yesterday, and so we need to see if we can improve that.
So the start of games, Bill, you guys have not been able to score offensively in that first quarter. In time of possession yesterday, 16 of the first 20 minutes, we had the 49ers with possession of the ball. Is this, in these slow starts offensively, is it forcing you to maybe get out of your game plan a little bit, your approach?
I don't think so. I think we've been able to try to continue to, you know, do what we want to do. And, you know, we had plenty of opportunities to run the ball yesterday and play action and so forth. But, you know, playing from behind is never where you want to be. So that's certainly another area we need to do better in. And, you know, that can definitely be helped on defense and in the kicking game. We had some opportunities there yesterday, and you know, weren't able to take advantage of them. So we could certainly help the offense by, you know, giving them, you know, better field position. So it's, you know, it all ties together. We just need to do a better job in every area. Like I said, that's obvious.
Coach, when it comes to the tight end position, Dalton Keene has been a healthy scratch for a bunch of the season, and Asiasi has been, I guess, the backup to Izzo. What went into suiting up Keene as opposed to Asiasi for this game?
I think based on the practices, he deserved a chance to play.
Is that a weekly thing? Because I know you guys don't have a lot of reps. Is that like a weekly competition to see, you know, just who gets the start and who gets the opportunities? And is there a time where both guys will be out there at the same time? Can both those guys be on the field at the same time?
Well, sure. You know, that would require somebody else not being on the field, but yeah, definitely. Yep, we can. You know, some of that's based on practice competition, but some of it's based on performance as well. So guy goes out there and plays well, then he's going to continue to get opportunities to play. And you know, the player, in order to gain those opportunities, has to, you know, perform well in the opportunities that he gets, which may be practice if only one guy's active. And so that would be his opportunity to play.
Coach, one of those guys, too, you talked about.
The other position, you know, where we've been at receiver with some guys and on defense and so forth, it's really pretty common.
So one of those guys that had an opportunity yesterday was Jakobi Meyers, and I don't know if it was just because N'Keal Harry, the injury or not, but I wanted to ask you about another guy, though, in Gunner Oshlefsky, because I felt like in camp there was a lot of talk about how much he's improved and how good of a camp he had as a wide receiver. But it hasn't really been involved all that much as a wide receiver so far. So is it just not room for him, or has he continued that progress that he showed you in camp and to get opportunities?
Yeah, well, he missed three games, Lou.
Yep.
So it's, no, you're not getting any opportunities when you're not active.
Right, but he's had three games.
And then there's a period of time to. You know, resume and come back. And there was some limited practice time during that period. So, I mean, we're not going to go through this day by day, but I mean, I think it's pretty easy to take a look at, you know, what his opportunities have been since the start of the season and, you know, figure it out.
Well, one guy we are accustomed to seeing targeted an awful lot and a guy that seems to help you move the chains is Julian Edelman. He's not being targeted much at all, Bill. Is it a problem physically with him, or is it the way that other teams are now defending him? Why isn't he being targeted that much in the passing game?
Yeah, well, again, Glenn, we've been through this, you know, multiple times. But unless it's a screen pass, the pass isn't designed to go to one player, so. Would depend on the coverage, it would depend on the route, and on the matchups, and so forth. So, certainly he attracts coverage. I mean, he's been a great player for us. He's well respected around the league by defensive coordinators. So, you know, he definitely attracts some coverage. But you know, there's also situations where certain coverages dictate that the ball goes somewhere else. And so that's, you know, what we want the quarterback to do, not pick out one guy and try to throw it to him no matter what the what the circumstances are around it. We just don't teach the passing game that way. So we never have, and I don't ever plan to do that. So, you know, some of it's circumstantial, but then, you know, we have a situation, you know, where he's, you know, Julian's been involved in some of the turnovers, just like everybody else has. And so, you know, I think we all, like I said, we all need to do a better job coaching, playing, quarterbacks, the receivers, the protection. You know, we just have to operate more efficiently than where we have. So that includes everybody. It doesn't single anybody out. It just puts everybody in the same boat, which is really where we belong. Our execution offensively and as a team needs to improve.
So I understand the approach angle of it, but there's such a dramatic drop-off from how many touches he gets with the football. Do you have to make some changes right now to try to see if you can get him involved?
Yeah, we're always going to do what we feel like best, you know, each week for each game and for the players that are, you know, that we have for that game. So, yeah, that's not going to change.
So, Coach, I'm gonna hop in the hot tub time machine. I want you to jump in with me real quick. And I'm going to take you back to 2002. Because, you know, a lot's been made about, you know, losing three games in a row, and the last time was 2002. And I actually remember that because I was on that team. It was my first year here playing for the Pats. It was actually four games in a row. And I remember the most important thing is, like, you know, just how mentally tough it was for everyone to just stay focused and, you know, not believe what was being said about the team. You know, just really stay insulated. So I guess, can you draw any... you know, I guess, teaching points from back then and relate them to today's team? Or is it just the most important thing is just not to panic and not freak out because, you know, because there's more opportunities to get better? Is that basically what it is?
Yeah, well, look, every week's his own week. And, you know, we'll just, like we always do, after the game, after today, we'll put yesterday behind us and get ready for Buffalo. So, you know, I don't really know any other way to do it.
Bill, I know defense. Yeah. I'm sorry, I wasn't sure if you're done. I know defensively, I think as you said before, like there's a lot of things you guys could have done better. And I'm just wondering, is there, as far as setting the edge in the running game, was that one of your biggest issues, the reasons why they had so much success? Or not being able to?
Yeah, we didn't do a good enough job on the perimeter plays. We didn't do a great job on the inside plays, and could have been better on third down. Obviously, it wasn't very good in red area, so we need to do a better job of coaching. We need to do a better job of playing.
So, Coach, the other one is I don't know how many padded practices you guys have left. I don't know how many you've used up. Would you say that those, it might be time to start using those a little bit more just to kind of get used to just the thumping and the physicalness of the game at this point in time? Or do you want to hold on to them, you know, just in case later on in the season? I feel like that could be something that you could throw in there.
I don't think I'm following you, Christian.
Well, okay, so you got 14.
We're not going to break any rules.
No, I know you're not going to break any rules. My point is, I mean, you only have a certain amount of padded practices, and, you know, the way things went.
We have one a week for the first 10 weeks of the season. So okay. If you're suggesting that we do two a week, I'm telling you that's you can't do that. That's against the rules.
Oh, okay. All right. See, I thought you could use them up however you want it.
Yeah, if you think we should do one a week, then that's basically what we've been doing. So I'm not really following you here.
No, well, it wasn't extremely clear, but I thought you could use as many practices, padded practices, as you want. You use them all before November. You don't have any left. So, but you're saying it's one a week until, what, the end of November?
Well, I mean, if you use three in a week, then you're looking at 3 weeks without a padded practice somewhere along the line.
But can you do that?
I don't think so. But even if you could, I don't think we would want to do that.
Okay.
So I know obviously the week before practice there wasn't, and I was just curious, the week of practice you guys had last week, was that, I'm sure you could always use more, but was that sufficient? Were you okay with the way practice went last week compared to obviously other weeks? It was probably better, but.
Yeah, a lot better. You know, we got a lot more done last week, and you know, we improved a lot of things on the practice field. We obviously got a long way to go. We got a lot more work to do, but yeah, we took some good strides last week, and you know, we need to continue to build on that.
Trading deadline, Bill, is a week from tomorrow, I believe, at 4:00. If I'm getting that right. What are you guys doing right now behind the scenes with Nick to kind of get ready for that? And does your position change in any way in trading based on where your team is at this point?
Yeah, we just finished up the San Francisco game today. So, yeah, that's something that Nick and I, you know, we usually check in on the personnel, you know, Tuesday in terms of planning for the week and, you know, the coming game and, you know, whatever else happens to be going on. So, you know, I'm sure we'll get together and do that this week, like kind of like we do every week at this time. So, but, you know, at this point right now, we just, you know, just finished the San Francisco game. Obviously, there's a lot of things to work on and talk about there. And, you know, I'll talk to him and get, you know, whatever updates he has relative to, you know, practice squad players, workouts, if the team's called about, you know, a player that's available or, you know, whatever the case might be. There's, you know, there are always things to talk about, but we kind of do that on a scheduled basis unless something, you know, comes up that needs, you know, immediate attention. So that's, yeah, so we'll see. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question.
The last one for me before the question of the week, Bill. On Wenyu, I hope I said that right. This is a guy, I feel like he's played every single position other than center. Maybe he did play center. But are you surprised just how much this guy has been able to do? How much, you know, all the different positions, all the different responsibilities that you guys have asked him. He switches from one position to another, doesn't matter what it is, and he seems pretty capable at all of them. You ever fearful that you're giving him too much to handle?
Yeah, well, it's always ideal to, you know, have your five offensive linemen play the same position and be in the same spot every week for, you know, throughout the season. I mean, that's great when that happens, not only the offensive line, but other positions as well. But, you know, we've had guys miss time on the offensive line for, you know, pretty much all the games, or most all the games, I should say. And so that necessitates sometimes somebody moving. Well, somebody has to move, but, you know, sometimes it's one move and sometimes it could be, you know, two moves depending on the depth of your team. And, you know, maybe if you can get your five best players on the field, you know, how to position them. Or do you want to maybe take one of your better players and not play him, you know, because he's not able to go to a different position. So you weigh those back and forth. But, you know, Mike's played right tackle a good part of training camp and the season, and he's also played guard. So those are really the two positions that he's played for us all year. So
does side matter, right, left? Does it trip him up at all?
Well, again, it'd always be nice to play in one spot, but you know, again, it depends on the player. Some players that, you know, can move fairly easily, and then there's other players that, you know, it's harder for them to switch sides, even though it's the same position, just the footwork and everything's left-handed or backwards for them. Mm-hmm. But then there's other players that are very comfortable, I would say, you know, switching from one side to another. And, you know, sometimes they, they like that it's a little bit different and, you know, creates a little bit of a different challenge or a different opportunity. So, you know, Mike's a pretty flexible guy. We've asked him to do quite a few things. He's been able to handle it. Of course, he's a rookie. He's young and, you know, he's learning and, you know, he continues to get better all the time. But, you know, he's handled a pretty good load. It's been impressive, really, what he's been able to do. I think he's got a, you know, a good future in front of him. But if we could put the same five guys out there and in the same position every week, that is the way we'd love to go. We'll see whether or not that's possible.
All right, Coach, it's time for the Mercedes-Benz Question of the Week. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event going on now through November 2nd. So visit MBUSA.com or your local authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for available inventory and limited time offers. All right, Coach, tough week, a lot of things going on, a lot of challenges, a lot of adversity to overcome. So when it's time for you to relax, maybe when you're driving home and just, you know, trying to decompress before you get home, is there a song that you like to listen to? Is there a band that you like to listen to? Or are you one of those guys that likes to just drive in silence and just, you know, be alone with his thoughts? This is a good one.
I think there's probably a place for all those. Sometimes you flip the channels and see what's on. Sometimes you might want to think about something and turn it down. And honestly, sometimes that's not a bad time to, you know, return phone calls and things like that that sometimes you don't get to during the day. So
have you ever, because I've done this and maybe I'm just the only one, but if you put the radio on, that song comes on, you don't know it's going to be there, it's like Desperado, then you end up missing your exit. You ever done that? So preoccupied with such a deep thought.
I did it today.
I've done that.
Yeah, I've missed an exit. I don't know, can't remember why that was, but yeah, I've missed an exit.
See, I was expecting the Bon Jovi answer right there. Didn't you expect that, the Bon Jovi answer? You got a little bit more than
that. I'm an outlaw.
Yeah, got a little bit more than that. All right, the coach has been brought to you.
Great to hear, John. It's always great to hear, John.
There you go.
There you go. I knew that was
coming. Now you're bringing yourself into good time.
Right. Bill Belichick brought to you by Mass General Cancer Center, Everyday Amazing, by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, by Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event going on right now through November the 2nd, and by Arbella Insurance. Buffalo in Western New York, 1 o'clock on Sunday. Bill, we'll catch you back here Monday afternoon. Good luck.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, Coach.
You got it. See you later. Bill Belichick right there on the Harbor One Hotline.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yo, Coach, I know you said, I think it was yesterday or even this morning, I forget which day it was, that Cam is still your starting quarterback here on Sunday. So my question would be, you know, based on what you've seen the last three games that he's played, what makes you confident that he can fix it?
Well, I think he's our best player there, and so there are other problems. Offensively, there are things that we need to do, you know, do better, and that's what we're going to work on. I think we have our best players out there. We've just got to find a way to be more productive. We have been at times, but we weren't yesterday, and so we need to see if we can improve that.
Bill Belichick right here on OMF. Certainly not throwing Cam under the bus, which you would not expect him to do, but if anything, saying that, you know, he's the best guy at the position right now. He also talked about practices and how they took some good strides this past week at practice. But none of that seemed to translate onto the field for that game.
Lou, did you really hit Coach with a based on what? Did I hear that right?
Yeah.
Wait, did you catch that?
Based on what?
Do you have it? I want to hear it again.
I want to just leave it. I should have just said based on what? But still, you're starting quarterback here on Sunday. So my question would be, you know, based on what you've seen the last three games that he's played, what makes you confident that he can fix it?
Did you see that he paused? Wait, you see, wait, play it again.
I just wanted to pause.
He tried to be clever with it. Yes.
Yeah. You didn't want to go full Teddy.
Based on what you've seen. Based on what?
Based on what?
No. And his answer there that he's the best player that we have there.
I think he's our best player there. And
again, let's talk about Jared Stidham for a minute. Right? Like, so Cam's your best player. You've watched him the last 3 weeks. I mean, again, his QBR, whatever, his rating's like 46 or whatever it is. One touchdown, six picks. And he's still your best player at that position. So tell me again how much they love Jared Stidham. Tell me again how they were, like, willing to go into the year with Jared Stidham as their quarterback. Like, do you really love him? Do they like him? Because right now it seems like they hate him because they don't want to play him over this guy.
So, and if he's the best player at the position, and we already kind of know now that the tight ends, the young tight ends, are going through a weekly competition just based solely on how well they practice. How well they practice. Forget about the games. Like, they're getting elevated based on how well they practice. So Devin Asiasi for the majority of the beginning of the season, and then sure enough, Dalton Keene gets the start, actually gets a catch. So if he's the best player at the position, Cam Newton, when does Jared Stidham ever show that he's actually more reliable or better if we're just basing it on practice? Because I know Jared Stidham is getting first team reps. I mean, Cam Newton's not taking every single rep.
Yeah, I would
and
say
if
this,
you're
going to
use games as any kind of template as far as who is better. I mean, is truly there isn't an alternative. It's sink or swim with Cam Newton.
Yeah,
no matter how bad he gets.
This week, I wouldn't necessarily look at this long term. And I think you're right that they don't have great confidence in Jared Stidham. Or Jared Stidham probably would have gotten more of an opportunity to play than just the final quarter yesterday. But I think if you're looking at Buffalo, my guess is he believes that Cam Newton is his best quarterback against Buffalo because they're going to try to run the football again. And they're going to try to run the football with Cam because that's the best thing you can do
against
Buffalo.
But again, you have to be able to throw it.
Yeah, you can't.
You have to sit there and say, okay.
He can't throw it.
I need to throw it.
He can't throw it.
So I think I'm going to do this again.
I mean, you might as well start Damian Harris at quarterback then, if that's the case.
What? Start Julian Edelman. I mean, Brian Hoyer, for his Brian Hoyer's biggest issue was just his
games,
terrible
games.
No, well, his terrible decision making.
Brian Hoyer knows this system. Well,
he didn't miss. He could throw a return route. He could throw a jerk route. I mean, he could throw the passes that are needed. I'm like, listen, we're bringing this down to the bones here. He can throw the ball. Well, Cam Newton can't throw the ball.
I don't think they want to throw the ball often against Buffalo with guys like Tre'Davious White. I think they want to run the football with
Cam.
But
what happens
again,
when it's third and seven?
Running the ball 15 times. Stidham's not going to do that. And so into this game, this is how Bill operates. He looks game to game. What's good gives us the best opportunity to win. And I think it's Cam Newton against Buffalo running the football. But the problem you have is if you get out of the gate again, trailing in the first quarter and trailing by a couple of scores out of the gate,
you got to pull him.
You got to pull him. You're in trouble.
You got to pull him for the guy that's a really good passer and Jared Stidham. Do we even know that yet? We don't know
if he's a good passer either. Yeah.
No. I mean, maybe he's had 20. You're looking at it and saying, okay, when the game starts, I got Cam Newton, and if I can, you know.
Don't you think that's what it is right now?
Yeah, again,
guys?
It comes out to like the efficient Cam, like against Miami opening day, right? What was he? 15 for 19. You ran the ball 15 times.
That's what they want, Lou.
That's what we're looking for. Yep. But, you know, you fall down 7-0, and then you throw a pick, and now it's 14-3, or whatever. And it's like, okay, now we got to throw the ball. So don't wait until you're down 30-6. You know, I mean, I just don't get it. If the only chance you have is having a running quarterback, you still have to at third and seven, third. I mean, you have to throw the football. And based on what you've seen the last 3 weeks, I don't know why you're even confident that he can. I mean, it's like a baseball player with yips when you watch some of these throws.
Like it looks like it's like Altuve all over again.
It really is. It really is. I don't know how you can stick with him. I don't really see the need to put him back in the game, to be honest with you.
And if confidence is just the main issue and thinking too much is the main issue, it can't just be reps. It can't just be reps. So I understand reps with, you can't get the ball to Julian Edelman. You can't get the ball to N'Keal Harry. You guys aren't on the same page. That's a rep issue. I can understand that. Okay, but that's... okay, just identifying what he's supposed to do. The next thing is telling your brain to tell your arm to tell your fingers how to throw the football. That is, to me, is worse. So I can understand guys not being on the same page. I thought, well, I should have yinged. You said, zig and zag and all that other stuff. But he can't do it. So how do you stop thinking? I mean, how do you do it? Like, there needs to be a snap out of it, you know, just reset button. But he doesn't have time. And if they lose him and the alternative is Stidham, and that's worse, like, where are you as a team?
I mean, when they talked about, like, they had some adjustments with him, right, mechanically, and he's improving. And it looked like the first couple of weeks, you're like, okay, looks good. Now, when you watch him throw, it is. I remember watching him in Carolina. And, yeah, he'll be like – I think Dan Orlovsky was actually talking about on ESPN, like his footwork and falling back as he's throwing the football.
Yeah, it looks awkward.
Like it's – like mechanically, it's just – it all hell broke loose.
Flat-footed.
Yeah, flat-footed, falling back, leaning this way, looking this way, throwing that way. Like it is a mess, and the accuracy is pathetic right now. You could actually see it by watching him. There's no drop back, step into the throw to where you're throwing it. He usually steps to the left and throws it down the middle.
I mean, what does it tell you? He thinks that he gives them the best opportunity to win, the best
until
that they
he
have
doesn't.
At the position.
Until he doesn't. Right. This is hour to
I
hour.
I think it's all subject to change.
Hour.
And Lou, Lou may be right about this. The Jets may be the perfect opportunity to throw Jared Stidham in, give him an entire week where you're working on the game plan. It's a team that he can have some success again. Maybe that's what he's thinking. Maybe that's when it's in his mind. He's looking at Buffalo now saying, we're going to have to run the football, and Cam's going to have to run the football, and we're going to play that same conservative running game, RPO. We can do that against Buffalo. All right, we got another hour to go. It's 617-779-7937. I want to get more into the Julian Edelman and his answer about Julian Edelman and not getting him involved in the offense. We'll do that as well. Right here on OMF.
Based on what you've seen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He threw out like a, I guess a Chinese proverb, right? Is that
proverb?
What it's called?
Proverb.
Proverb, sorry.
Oh, you got it.
Use that for 4:30.
Got one.
A matter of time.
Got one. You know who's been, been pretty careful lately?
You?
No, I've been on like every day. The big fellow over there. The big fellow over there.
Kansas
we took
City
trending away
or
from
Miami,
him.
As we just said. See, isn't it amazing when the trending is turned over to you two guys? It all changes. AJ Boya.
We don't want to stress you out, you know, freak you out.
I'm stressed out by yesterday's game. By the way, it was interesting on National Tight Ends Day that the Patriots
that?
Actually
I know.
Played,
I love how people
really
are like, we can't celebrate it here in New England because we don't have one.
When did that become a holiday? Did you know
No, that was started
George
last
Kittle
year.
Started that, right?
Well, last year those two guys started it.
Yeah.
And actually, it's funny. It's how... just CBS and everybody was just you know, really just kind of owning it and, like, making it, like, a thing. Like, it's an actual thing now.
But you know what was frightening? They kept on showing all of the video highlights of all these great plays by tight ends. And it was embarrassing when you look at it from a Patriot perspective.
Were you getting jealous?
Oh, my God. It was killing me.
What are you going to do?
Killing me.
I know. It's like they were just
killing
twisting
me.
The knife.
Oh, tight ends everywhere. To the phones we go. Here's John in Norton. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. All right, I want to throw out two scenarios for Bill here. Either he goes out before the trade deadline and gets a tight end and a wide receiver, and this is not one or the other, and they have to be legitimate guys, like a Kyle Rudolph and one of the Houston receivers like Fuller or Brandon Cooks. If he's not going to do that, then cut Cam, let him go catch on another team, and just let Stidham have the team rest of the year. Maybe you give up a sixth-round pick for John Ross to fill in the slot for N'Keal Harry, but it's got to be one or the other.
Let me ask you this question, John. Do you really believe, let's say they got Julio Jones. Does anybody really believe they get Julio Jones and Cam Newton's going to be able to get the ball to Julio Jones?
Glenn, the only thing I can think of, maybe if he has an opportunity to throw the ball down a little bit more, he feels a little more comfortable. I mean, the last couple of games,
threw the ball down the field
to
Bird yesterday.
So, John,
if they don't think that he can do it, then I would just cut Cam and give it to Stidham and let's see if he's anything. And that's it.
Yeah. I don't know why people still feel like they should be buyers at the deadline.
No.
Like, oh my God, go get this guy, go get that. Why would you ever invest in this football team?
No.
Like,
and
seriously.
This quarterback right
and
now,
we can
I don't
even,
think he can do
know,
it.
I know the offense is a complete mess, but should we talk about defensively? And how they had 6 consecutive scoring drives against Denver, who's one of the worst offensive teams in football. And then in this game here, with, like, guys beat up, and, you know, they didn't even have their starting running back, although Wilson filled in just fine. They didn't punt until the fourth quarter. Like, defensively the last 2 games, you have not been good. And people still want to buy. Hello, listen. I don't know. We got to hit people over the head or not. It's a rebuild. A complete rebuild. This team is not good. Okay, they should not be adding pieces and trading away even a fifth or sixth or seventh rounder, for God's sakes. Okay, to go out and get a weapon for this club. Just sit back. Okay, it won't be as awful as what you saw at Fenway this summer. I get it, because it's just once a week. But this is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. I think you're right.
It's a rebuild. Let's look at nothing.
Let's look at the two games they won. First game, they played a real conservative running style. It was against Miami. Miami wasn't sure what they were going to do. Haven't been able to do that since. Why? Because teams have already seen the film of Miami.
Right.
Now let's look at the Raiders game, where Cam Newton was horrible in that game. But what happened? The Raiders imploded on their own. The Raiders should have had a 3-touchdown lead in the first half.
Yes.
But they screwed it up themselves, or you lose that game as well. So you're right, Lou. I mean, it is what it is. To use a coach's phrase. Here's Dakota and Braintree. Dakota. Dakota's giving out lots of money on Twitter. Have you noticed that?
I am. Unfortunately, the Patriots props are just not going in, so I might actually have to do something with Nick Folk field goals, because he seems to be the only one scoring. So
make it easier.
Anyways, yes. Easier can I get it? I almost, Christian, actually just said, if the Patriots win yesterday, I was going to give out money, okay? that's how bad it is. I don't even think I can even do that this week.
Tight ends collectively catch 3 passes, bam, there's your next one.
I know. And if you guys don't know what we're talking about, on my Twitter, I'll give it a quick plug, at Dakota Damas. I am giving away free cash for certain sports props, just to diverge from the world insanity right now and help out people.
You're a good man.
Anyways,
nice plug.
So,
good job.
anyways, 2 weeks ago, okay, for the first time in my life, before the Denver game, I had an opportunity to go golfing. And you know what I did? I decided to go golfing and says, I'll use the DVR and I'll watch it when I get back from the golf course. I never watched the game because they were so pathetic. I said, there's no way I can watch it. And then I went into this past Sunday going, there's only a few more days left. Do I do the same thing and go golfing again, or give them another shot against San Francisco? And I gave them a shot. And I don't remember the last time that I sat there, or probably many people in Massachusetts sat there and go, what product are we watching right now? This is not any semblance of the New England Patriots of what we've known of past years, even when they weren't playing bad.
Even when they
were playing bad. Okay? So you know how they talk about, well, the cliff, when it was going to come for Tom Brady? The Patriots, unfortunately, and I hate admitting this, are dropping off a cliff as fast as you can. And I have to ask you this question, okay? And there's a lot of fingers to point. But as it becomes to Josh McDaniels, right, without a guy, a Hall of Fame quarterback like Tom Brady, do we have, and this is the only thing that we can do is, right, you try to build for the hope, who do you have here for players, et cetera, moving forward so they can turn it around? I'm starting to lose complete confidence in, you know, Belichick's going to be a Hall of Famer, but Josh McDaniels has had his ins and outs throughout his history as an offensive coordinator. And I don't know if Josh McDaniels is a good offensive coordinator or not without Tom Brady. He might be part of the problem going forward. And that's something that they have to look at.
Okay, Dakota. He is a good offensive coordinator. But you're dealing with a quarterback. Your quarterback right now was rejected by 31 other teams, and he dropped on your lap for a minimum of $500,000. Your other quarterback is a fourth-round pick, been a backup for everybody over the years. That's what Josh McDaniels is dealing with. So you tell me, Christian, can we blame it on Josh McDaniels?
Oh, no. I feel sorry for him because, I mean, what Cam Newton has forced Josh McDaniels to do is to further dumb down his offense, take more plays out, take out everything, just flat out rip out the entire motor, take off the wheels. That's all I got for you. He can't call anything because if he can't complete the easiest plays, how does he add to it? How does he get more sophisticated? You look at what the San Francisco 49ers were doing over there, see how just they were just rolling and always staying ahead of the sticks and just really just running all these complimentary plays. You got to be jealous if you're Josh McDaniels. Wow, we can't run that. They can run it. We can't. We can't run that. This is all we can run. Fullback, tailback, tight end.
I'd be pissed. I would.
If you're Josh?
Yeah, I'd look around and be like, How did we get to this?
How does this help him get a head coaching job?
No, but how do we? Yeah, how did we get to this? Again, I go back to like, you know, okay, everybody knew it was time for Tom Brady to leave. You know what I mean? Everybody knew it. Brady, Bill, okay, this was the plan. Like this was it. Like you're gonna put an offensive line together, try to build your defense. You can't at the same time. Is it just too much to ask while you do all that to draft wide receivers and go get tight ends? You know, like you're McDaniels, an offensive coordinator, and you're so limited. All right, I can run this up, but I don't know if that guy can get open. I don't have a tight end presence. There's certain things I can't do with the wide receivers. I can't make these plays because I can't beat one-on-one coverage. So, I'd be pissed if I'm him. You know, I've been able to go to battle with Brady, even though last year was ugly, but still he covered up a lot. He ain't covering anything up anymore.
All right, how bad is it for the New England Patriots? That was, as Dakota said, that was something we have not seen over the last 20 years. Is it something we're going to see more often now every single week? We get back to more of your phone calls at 617-779-7937. And if you miss Cam, you'll hear his reasons for what's going wrong. That's all coming up on the final hour of OMF here on Patriots Monday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.